Welcome to Viz City. I'm Sissy Anderson.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Hult Center for the Performing Arts here in Eugene. Downstairs to the Jacobs Gallery, there's a show called Four Stories. It has four artists in it.
The first two are Marlis, who is working in acrylic painting and figurative work. And the second one is Ricar West and is doing oil and wax paintings.
And the third one is Dagmar Mastin, and he is, I want to say, decorating gourds. I mean, the gourds are the canvas, but decorating seems a little lightweight. Painting on gourds, let's say that. And then Judith Allison, she is doing pinch pots, ceramic pieces. What do you think the Four Stories, that's the name of the show, what do you think that's about, Sissy?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that, Terry. I think that, we're talking about four artists and with distinctive styles, and I think they all have something to say, something, a narrative to tell. And I think on Marlis's pieces, it's definitely, she's a figurative painter and does a lot with symbolic imagery. And so I think she's working with that.
Right, and she has two very distinct styles in the show. One is she couples portraits of women with some animals and kind of plays with how human features can look like animal features, kind of plays with that idea, I think. And then the other style is very cubistic. And I'm not even sure I would know it was the same artist if the title wasn't there saying it was the same artist. So
Right. Two
little different journeys going on there.
Well, and I think that that's, you know, it illustrates the point of, you know, we all have a story to tell, and sometimes it's not always the same story when we're still working on our way through our personal journey here.
My idea is that Marlis is kind of new at this and kind of still working, finding her voice,
if I may, on
the Four Stories theme. Mm-hmm. And the other three, I think, have been doing this for a while. I know Judith has been. I know her. She's been at this a long time, and I think the explorations change the longer you do something. They get a little more subtle, and
Yes. That's
what I see happening here.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say that the other three have a very subtle style. It's not as literal as Marlis's work.
Right.
And still very much influenced by other artists. That was a piece I was interested in, was they mentioned in their artist statements who inspired them.
Right. And I was fascinated by the idea that Judith is making gourd-like shapes, and Dagmar is using gourds.
Yes.
I mean, they're both bowl shapes. And it's just fascinating how the ceramic pieces look very much like the gourds, or the gourds. I guess the gourds came first. So
yes,
the bowls look like the gourds. Dagmar uses a wood-burning tool to kind of incise lines. And then I don't know if he uses a dye. It doesn't really look like paint, but has these geometric shapes and just kind of plays these geometric shapes on top of the roundness of the gourd. They look like leather. That's what I was reminded. Everything looks like leather vessels. So it's a fascinating medium to use a gourd as your canvas.
Yeah, and I was inspired by the fact that both of them, here they are, these three-dimensional forms. And like you said, Dagmar's pieces have all that color. They're very playful, very much like Kandinsky or Paul Klee's work, you know, has that very light lyrical mm-hmm. quality. And then you have this other shape that Judith is doing, much like gourds, but with the pinch pots. But they're very zen. So you have two different ways of treating the surfaces and two different ways of looking at a form.
Right, and she explores some variations on the pot. There's a few of them. She incorporates some thread and some bones. And her exploration doesn't vary too far from the other pots, so there's a real consistency there in her work. And then Ricar uses an oil and cold wax combination, so those have a very mysterious quality just by the nature of the material. It's not a real finely delineated style.
Yeah. Some of Ricar's pieces, I mean, they're either very abstract or some of them have a landscape-like quality to them. But I was impressed with the transparency in the wax. You mm-hmm. can really see the subtle layers of light and color coming through. Very beautiful pieces.
Yes. It's an intriguing show, lots of styles, lots of things to look at and ponder, if you will. The show does run through December 4th. Again, that's at the Jacobs Gallery downstairs at the Holt Center for the Performing Arts. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sissy Anderson.